All right, 1, 2, 3. Welcome to Security Guy Radio and SecurityGuyTV.com at Black Hat 2017. What's your name, sir?
Rourke Pollack.
And hold it a little closer.
Okay.
Okay, and what's the name of your company?
The name of the company is Ziften.
Ziften.com.
Ziften.
All right. T-E-N.
T-E-N.
Right, good. And what do you guys do?
We actually provide endpoint visibility and control for companies that need to bring together their IT organizations and their security organizations in order to manage risk and security across all of their devices, no matter where those devices may be. So you can think about traditional laptops, desktops, those types of devices, but also servers, virtual machines, even virtual machines you may have deployed in a cloud environment. We become part of the golden image. So as soon as a virtual machine spins up, we are part of that image, and then we start collecting data, monitoring data off all of those endpoints. So we give them complete visibility across all those devices, no matter where they happen to be.
Just hold the microphone a little closer like me. And everybody.
You bet.
All right, now.
I can do that.
Endpoint security. Oh, I can't get my head around it, right? Now, when you're on my network, let's say I bring your own device.
Correct.
And I'm taking my phone home and getting my email. But when I go home, I'm on AT&T's network.
Correct.
And I'm getting my company email through there.
That's right.
Can you protect my endpoint if I'm on somebody else's network?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
What we're doing is we actually will deploy an agent on your endpoint. And so as soon as we're on, we're streaming data off of that endpoint. We are monitoring for systems information. So we're looking at the system itself. We're looking at the behavior of the users on that device. We are looking at all the applications, the binaries, the process information on that device. And we'll also collect a networking view of the world. So we're looking at the network from the edge of the network, from the endpoint. So we look at all the connections coming and going to that endpoint. And then we stream that data back to our cloud. We call it our intelligence cloud. It's either deployed in AWS or we also deploy it as a virtual appliance on-prem for our customers that require that they keep that data there on their own premise. And so if you go home and you connect your endpoint, we're still streaming that data off of your endpoint over the internet back into your intelligence cloud. So you have a complete picture of what's happening on that endpoint. And let's say you are traveling to Las Vegas for Black Hat. You're on the airplane. You don't trust the wireless. You're not on wireless. You're completely disconnected.
Right.
We're still monitoring that device and caching that information on the device so that the next time when you get to your hotel or you get back home and you connect, we'll upload that information. And so you have all of that visibility information and you can see what that person was doing on the device or what was happening on that device while it was disconnected.
Dorothy, I feel good. Isn't this great?
Okay.
Brilliant.
Unfortunately, I have a question.
Okay.
All right, here we go. Shoot. While he's on the airplane and he's in airplane mode, and you're obviously continuing to track all of the activity on
right.
his user account at the device level, someone actually accesses his email while he's on the plane. Is that, would that send an alert? Are you able to do that, and would that send an immediate alert to him?
Well, yes. The answer is yes. So what we're doing is we're doing two things. We're trying to bring the IT organization and the security organizations together. So what that means is, from an endpoint perspective, the IT team is typically looking at risk. How do I manage risk? Am I patching my applications appropriately? Ransomware today is a huge problem with a simple answer. A lot of people just aren't patching their systems very well. It's hard. It's not fun. It's not sexy. It's not as fun as some of the things that a lot of the other security companies are doing. But it's necessary. The basics are necessary. The security teams just don't have, they can't succeed if you're not doing those basics right. So looking at the patching levels, looking at the compliance of the device. So they set their policy. We'll tell you the state of that device and if it's compliant to their policies. And then if I'm on the airplane and something happens, I download something that's malicious. I open up something in my email that downloads a malicious client, a malicious piece of software. We can identify that. Then we alert on it, and then we give the IT or the security team, whoever's responsible for responding to that, the ability to now go and control that device and either quarantine that device, kill that process, turn off services. You can eject a USB drive if somebody plugged in something that in the USB drive that was malicious. You can eject that drive or turn off that drive effectively. So,
right.
Yeah, it's about seeing what's happening, giving them 100% visibility, and then giving them the tools to go do something about it.
See?
So he's at home on the AT&T network.
I am not deterred by my enthusiasm with your question.
And his USB drive flies out, and he thinks it's a ghost.
It doesn't fly out. No, it doesn't literally eject it.
All right, now here's the tricky question for you. And I usually don't know what I'm talking about, but I come up with these crazy ideas.
Okay.
So I dig the fact that I'm at home on AT&T, you're monitoring stuff, you're streaming it back. That's great. But now I connect my phone to my refrigerator because I got a refrigerator mobile app that orders me groceries, right?
Right.
Are you now watching what the refrigerator is doing? Because remember, the refrigerator is on the internet.
Correct.
Just like my thermostat's on the internet,
sure.
Right? I got one of those, I forgot what it's called, those fancy internet things for your thermostat. Is that too many layers for you guys to monitor? You got permission for the phone, but you don't have permission necessarily for the refrigerator.
Good point. Today, we're not focused on thermostats and refrigerators. We are strictly focused on those devices that we think are the most critical for our customers, who tend to be kind of mid-market and large enterprise customers, government customers, and a lot of security service providers.
Well, I get the phone, right? But if I'm using my government phone to connect to other things, is that connection now severed somehow?
Well,
the vulnerability exposure.
If you're using a device, you're on your laptop and you're connecting to some other Internet of Things device, refrigerator or something else, we'll see those connections.
Okay,
because
good.
We're looking at the network connectivity.
Right.
We'll see if you download something malicious onto your file that gets past your antivirus solution, right? And it gets installed on your machine, a piece of ransomware or other type of software. And we can do something about it on that corporate device that you are running that agent on.
Okay, good.
We haven't had the demand from our enterprise customers anyway to extend that to IoT-type devices yet.
Okay.
We've been playing with it. We've been looking at it. We've been running our agents on small IoT-like devices, but it's not something we've productized yet and QA'd and rolled out for larger consumption.
So I like the idea that the policies are aligned with the actions that you take to protect the enterprise versus putting the power in the hands of the user.
Yeah.
Which you might be in a plane, or how many people on their iPhone don't see the alerts at the very bottom to upgrade software, right?
Right.
So on that, you mentioned briefly the government sector. So your clients are small to medium-sized businesses, government.
Medium and large enterprise clients. And government. Today, most of the government customers we do are higher education, state and local governments, not so much federal yet. Mm-hmm. We just haven't spent a lot of time trying to go after the federal business yet. We're a small company. It takes a little bit of an effort and just not an investment we've made yet.
What keeps you up at night? What do you worry about?
What keeps us up at night? Our biggest challenge is really trying to get customers, IT organizations and their security organizations to work together, give them the right tools so that they're working together to solve this challenge. Because when you talk about the endpoint, it really does take both of those groups kind of working in unison, having the same single source of truth from a visibility standpoint to be successful. They've got to do the basics right if they're going to get security right.
Work Pollack at Ziftin, ZIFTEN.com. Thanks for going on SecurityGuyTV.com at Black Hat 2017.
Thank you
feel
much.
Good.
I
feel better.
I enjoyed it.
Doing
Thank
a good
you.
Job. Thanks for protecting
Perfect.
Us.
All right.
Thanks.